It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
We're so delighted to have Ashley Carroll in the studio. She's with Humankind. We were talking turkey.
Yeah, we are.
And a lot of WKRP during that.
I said I should have worn my shirt today because we're talking turkey trot.
We are. So you were mentioning, Ashley, during the news there that you guys have had an amazing response so far.
We have. So this is the 33rd year that we'll hold the Lynchburg Turkey Trot, and we're just so grateful that the community is still coming out. It's mm-hmm. It's an important tradition, not just for the community, but for the families that we serve all year round. And this time of year, it's just really important to remember what we're grateful for, and hopefully we're gathering together in ways that we're comfortable, and we're going to give you an opportunity to do that in multiple ways. So we're just super excited.
You know, in the old It's a Wonderful Life, every time a bell rings, the angel gets their wings. Every time somebody clicks on and says, I want to race, what happens?
I love that analogy. Every time you register, a person registers, you feed two families right here in our community.
That's amazing.
And our needs are greater than ever. I mean, certainly with the pandemic last year, we saw a huge need, and it has not stopped. Mm-hmm. Families are you know, the struggle is not over, is what we've learned, and they're still trying to get on their feet. And feeding a family is a simple way to just help them still have that family tradition and feed their family and gather together. Such important times to remember what's important. And so you feed two families mm-hmm. and you help us fill that household pantry that serves those families all winter long. Yeah.
So there's a lot of different things that Humankind does. For people who aren't familiar with your organization, tell us a little bit about how Humankind came to be and the many areas that you serve.
That is a loaded question.
It
is. It's a really good one. No, and we get it a lot. We were originally the Presbyterian Homes and Family Services. That is still our legal name. So we just do business as Humankind today. It makes a little bit more sense trying to explain to people. But we began as an orphanage, and we're still on that historic campus and operating from there. But today, we still serve families. It's just in a different way. We work with families to build better foundations for life. And we have about 20 programs that do that. So we work in foster care. We have a fair interest car loan program. We have a parent support, parenting coaching, and some maternal health support groups. So a lot of different things that really just work to wrap around a family and mm-hmm. lift them up. And the whole goal is to lift them up and help them be self-sustainable and build their way out of poverty. But to empower others and walk that journey with them.
You know, it's we've learned over the years that you just can't deal with a family that's struggling or an individual that's struggling with just one slice of their person. You have to cover that whole gamut, because if you don't, you know, they're just going to be stuck in that rut.
And that's exactly it. You hit the nail on the head that once we get working with the family, we've realized, you know, there's more than one challenge or obstacle mm-hmm. in their life. And so we're able to work with them we have an early Head Start program, which we're serving 0 to 3 with childcare in Bedford, Amherst, and Lynchburg. And then you work with the family and find out, oh, transportation is also a barrier. So we can mm-hmm. wrap around them in that way, or access to food. So we can refer them to local resources to help them in that way as well. So, yeah, it's a really rewarding thing to be able to wrap around a family and find ways to support them so that they are self-sustainable.
An organization like yours covers so many areas. And you just mentioned in that last statement, there may be an area that you guys aren't suited to serve as well, but you're networking with other organizations. Tell me what that looks like when you partner with other organizations.
Oh, always. Our community is very dedicated to lifting families up out of poverty. And we know we're only one piece, and there are so many organizations, great organizations in our community who are doing great work. And so from food banks to clothing closets to referring out all kinds of other psychiatric support services, mm-hmm. things that we run into that we know those families need. And so we make those soft handoffs, those warm handoffs for mm-hmm. referrals to help those families get the support they need. A lot of times families don't know the access or the benefits that are available to
sure.
them. And so for us, it's how can we help you? Because what we want them to do is to be able to walk on their own 2 feet mm-hmm. and support their family.
Yeah, when it comes to the turkey trot, my wife and I did it a few years ago, still have the shirt. You know, what is that like for you guys to logistically put that together? Who picks the path that you're going to go? Just give us a little inside baseball stuff there.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So we've been at this course, I believe it'll be 5 years this year. So mm-hmm. we start and finish on Langhorne Road in front of EC Glass High School. But we've been downtown. It originally started in 1988 in the Timberlake neighborhood. Okay. Don Lucy grew up at the Presbyterian home, mm-hmm. and it was his way of giving back to the organization that raised him. And so it got, I think, big once we moved downtown. And Don still participates, he and wow. his family, every year. But we're so grateful that he started this great tradition that we can carry it on. But yeah, logistically, it's a lot. The city is well involved, as we have race consultants that kind of end. But mm-hmm. We were delighted 2 years ago when we were all still in person that we were the second largest turkey trot in the state of Virginia.
Wow.
So we're super excited to be able to continue that tradition. And we believe it continues to grow and just be something for families to do on Thanksgiving.
And again, we remind you that when you register and participate, you're putting meals on the table for two families.
Absolutely.
When you do that. So we've put the registration link up on our Facebook page so they can go to the Morning Jam on VTRN and access it really easily. And if they want to find out more about Humankind, where can they do that?
Humankind.org. And please come find out and volunteer and get involved. And we would love to just ripple through the community.
Wonderful.
That, yeah, that's great. That one more last question for somebody that may want to, let's say, come alongside of you guys and volunteer. Some of the things that are intimidating when you come to an organization like yours or any organization, you know, how do I get involved? What do you guys do by way of training someone to, because I've never done this, you know, that kind of thing, to maybe help ease some of those concerns coming into an organization such as yours to do something?
Well, sure. And a lot, right now, a lot of the volunteer opportunities are not face-to-face with clients just mm-hmm. because of the conditions in which we're in. So volunteer opportunities right now are really wonderful. You could put together first night backpacks for kids coming into foster care. You can offer even coordinate help put together Thanksgiving meals. We need lots of hands to help us put these meals together and have them ready for families to pick up. So there's a lot of really neat things to work on to help in all different facets. And we just would love to have any community support that's willing and able.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. Check it out at humankind.org. There's all kinds of really cool stuff. I'm looking at your website right now. Definite a lot of things to click on to find out more about this great organization. Ashley Carroll, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing the results of the Turkey Trot and how many numbers of people join and how that has impacted our
Absolutely.
Community.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. We hope to see you on Thanksgiving.
Sounds good.
You found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.